everybody doing?
Yeah.
Good. Hope you had a nice pizza. I certainly had a nice pizza. Once you have grandchildren, Pesach is very special. Okay, so basically we have a week before we start Chazara and then the final. So, it's hard to believe we're here, right? So, try to see what we can copyright this week. And then, Okay, anyway, we'll take one thing at a time. I never had finals. It wasn't such a bad system, I guess. But these years, I never had finals. But, okay, whatever. It is what it is. So let's, we're holding a lamin on the base by the two dots. So the verse says, Hukam l'chavei, my voice, my ar. Omam lei, Tanya Zavino, V'yachati yishnei chazoko. Omam lei, Tanya Gazlonohu. So that's the backdrop. Tanya Gazlonohu. So Rashi, how does the Rashbam learn? Wait, no, let's read the whole Gemara, then we'll go to Rashbam. So we said, Tanya Gazlonohu, the Ma'ar said, Tanya Gazlonohu. Omam lei, so Machzik said, V'isli Sadi, V'asoi, that when I bought the field from Pliny, I consulted with you, and you advised me that I should buy the field. So how did you advise me to buy the field from Pliny if Pliny is a Gazan? A Malay, so the Ma'ara said, April Fools, Hashem Nayakli, Harishin Koshim Edom, because it was easier for me to be Maisi the Sada from you than from him. He's a tough guy, and you're a patsy. So I would rather you buy the field than him. That's why I gave the advice. You should buy the field. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Adina Kamalei. Min Adin, it's a good taina. It wasn't a nice thing for him to do. Stami was over and with Neiver, but L'maisa, Min Adin, it's possible that's what happened. So let's see the Rashbam. Omer Ova Dina Kamale. I think that's the first Rishbam. Dina Kamale, Tama'ar. Ba'ar filum hechzik b'shol yishonim k'mayishik pirashti. No. It's going this. No, I'm sorry, next question. The plan is I've been to the Chazoko. The only Adam Shehexik by Israel Mechi Yom Echot doesn't have Adam, it was Darbuch Hadjerim. The Sule Havi Motsi Toin, Plani Gazlonu, the Toinim Lokech, Bachim Mefarm Mefarsh the Kamon, Gabu the Darbuch Hashti Belisa Arbushnin. So Rashbam learns the Gemara, the case of here is, there is a Murakama. There's a Murakama with Adam, there's a valid Murakama. But there's a chazoka. The guy was there 3 years. He has Adam in the 3 years. The problem is it's a chazoka sheni mataina. Because his whole taina is mi planya zavinto. And we don't know what the story is with planya. And it wasn't kamedidi. And it wasn't darba chadyoim. So that's the gemara daf mimalaf from the daf mimalaf. That you have to have darba chadyoim. Otherwise, there's no taninu. Planya gazlonu. Besodazu. Shemimeni gozla. So the Rashbam learns planya gazlonu just means that the Ma'ar says that it's not true. Pliny was a Gazan. The Ma'ar doesn't have proof that Pliny is a Gazan. He doesn't need to have proof that Pliny is a Gazan, since there's no dar b'chadyoyim. It's a chazok hasheni b'taina. Ve'im lechinai ne'atzdi zilz vin lechknei hasheni noyechli ata noyechli loriv imcha lohitzia ulohitzia mukhavid mitbidin amr avdina kamali amar ve'itol sadeu dafila ad. Yeah, and it goes on the next Gemara about Admin. So let's see the next Gemara. So the Gemara continues. כמען כאדמי דסתן האירה לסוד ובחוסם מלא בעיד אדמי נוי מהשני נויח לירישן קושם אלה וכל מהם עם איבד את זכוסוי הוא אומר, לא, אפילו תאם הבון הוסם עובד למייס אבל לא כל דיבור עובד אינש למיקי ועומה ילצי לרשבם, אומר עובד אינו כמו להם ערב איתו שדהו דאפילו אדמי ורבון לפליגי אלה בדיו עובד המער המייס לסייל ללקח לקנו שדהו so that already is איבד זכוסוי אבל בדיבור ובעלמה כולם מיד Kulam Maida, everybody's Maida, that that's already not, he's not Ma'abad Eschus. Kedirov and Mefarash Vazel. Vaf Bishach said, Begim Hashanah B'lei Macha, even though Lamaisi was there for 3 years, the Chazok Hashani Matayni, that's called the Chazok Hashani Matayni, Shem Maida Shaloi Lokam Yad Abaylam, Kim Yad Ish Nochi, Shem Yadua Shehoi Eloi Chaylik Vafi Loi Yemechot. B'lei Motzi Toin, this is what we talked about in the past, that this is the Rajvam is Mechadish, why does Chazok Hashani Matayni work? This is what we read and we learned when we were doing the lesson. Leimotzi toin amayle micha mayav toif sholosh dehecha mina de mafsi mayav b'shtikosu yahainu hecha de toin idach minoch zevinter v'chatir shnei chazok but the ad sholosh shon mizdonish b'shtoi tefele mizdore hilkuch zesh le micha v'ulei nisa b'shtoi hipsit avanoch de mayne mafsik de loy minodu ma'ar zavno shuva la karko uve'edim zavno leguru koiche shol ma'ar b'shtikosu shnei chazok b'mokim shtar mechiosu emetis v'cheven sh'ein shtori mayle sh'ein migazen lokach ad chazok chizkosu yeniklom. Yes, this is the Rashbam by Chazok and Mokum Shtar and Medes. Rashbam is Marek. The Rashbam is bothered. Why does Chazok and Shani Matayna not work? After all, he has a Raya. L'chor is a Raya. So why does he need to have a Taina? Let the Raya itself. Last, before Pesach, we were Masbid, this Rashbam. The Rashbam was bothered. But why do you have to have a Taina? If you have a Raya, you don't need a Taina. Let's say you had an Eden. You don't have a Taina. You don't know yourself. Let's say you would come, you say, Miplani is Avinto, the only Zavna Minoch, and I have Eden, the Plani bought it from you. But why do we be good? I have Chazok and Shani Matayna. Who needs a chazak? Who can? But that's the taina. The taina is that he has eidim. So why don't you say the same thing over here? He has a raya midal emicha. That's the taina. That's the raya. I say I bought it from Pliny. Pliny says he bought it from you, and I have a raya that Pliny is right. I know that Pliny is right because you were shaisik for 3 years. So for that, there's Rashbam is mechadish that since chazak is makom shtari medis. So you yourself don't taina. They had a shtar hoyel livavad. Chazak only works. You have a taina shtar hoyel livavad. If you have no tain of star hoyel livavad, then you can't win with the chazaka. So over here, well, you don't have a tain of star hoyel livavad. Even if you had a star, it was only a star from Plani. A star from Plani is worthless. You need a star from the Marakama. A star from the Marakama, you yourself a mighty you never had. If you yourself a mighty you never had a star from the Marakama, so then your chazaka is no good, because chazaka makom star emedus. Yeah, what's the Havana? So I think that we said many times, that Shittas Rashbam, so the Rashbam and Dafne Malach, Dafne Bez rather in the Mishnah, Shittas Rashbam is that really for to be mighty karka from Marakam, you have to have Edom. You have to have Edom Ashtar, because since the derech is to sell a karka with Edom or Ashtar. So the smichus, the raya that's acceptable, yeah, I don't know if it's like some kind of agreement or some kind of universal agreement, but there's the raya that's acceptable to be mighty karka from Marakam is only Edom. Only Edos Ashtar or Edos Valpeh. So Mimela said maybe that's happening to Rashbam. Why Miga doesn't work to be Maitzi from Marakama? We saw in the last segir, Rashbam holds that even with a Miga, you can't be Maitzi from Marakama. Because you have to have a Raya Be'edim. So how does Chazok work? Because Chazok is Mokum Shtar Menes, Chazal and Mesakin, that the Chazok could be Mokum Shtar Menes. But where you don't have a, where you yourself, you know, it's Chazok, where you had a Shtar and you lost it, the Chazok could keep Mokum Ashtar. That was the Takon of Chazok. The Raya of Midal Micha works, Mokum the Shtar, after 3 years when it's legitimate to throw out the star. But in a case where you never had a star, then they weren't misakin that there's a right, that they weren't misakin chesed gimel shana. So you have to say that it's a takona, chazokim mokum star emedes. So to the extent they were misakin. But they were only misakin and chazokim, but mokum star. Where you had a star and the chazokim can replace the star. But the mokum, where you never had a star, then the chazokim can't do more than the star would have done and you never had a star. Okay, let's see Taisus. Mipani is evinto the zav neminoch vechatir shnei chazok omli pani gazlanu. Pirsh. Taisus is all the pshat. Pirsh. Yesh li eidim shu gazlan. Taitilu dar b'chadyan. Al kaimlan gazlan eina chazok. Loike pirsh akuntris to pirsh to aim li eidim shech zikba mo ikhertu li mechot. Tusul evi motzu tan mipani gazlanu. Tusul evi motzu tan pani gazlanu. Mash mishu reisil afarish gazlanu loish yesh li eidim shu gazlan. Ela kolaymer begezel hoysa kaka viyodai. And you're the read. Tabula Suki Kimasik Lela, Commodus Lidar, the arad didihu, the atmi noy leizavinte v'chule. So Tais like this. Tais is chelik and Rashi pshat in the Gemara. Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara that the case is, they both agree it's the case of mipani zavinte dom with the zavna minach or the omeli the zavna minach. That Rashi and Tais is both agree. There's Bam and Tais is rather both agree. Shaz, what was the story of that planet? Was he dar b'chayyim or was he not dar b'chayyim? Like, so let me restart this way. Everybody agrees that be'etzim, the machzikir has a losing taina. That's clear in the Gemara. The machzikir, be'etzim, the machzikir loses. The machzikir wants to bring in an extraneous raya from the fact that the ma'arid gave him advice to buy the field. So that we said, that doesn't count. So the fact that the marakama gave him advice doesn't, the ma'arid gave him advice, that we discount. So what are we left with? We're left with the losing taina. That's clear in the Gemara. We're left with the losing taina. Why is it the losing taina? He was there for 3 years. And he bought it from Pliny, and if Pliny was Darba Chagayim, then it's a good time to Tanina, and that's the Gemara in Daf Memalev. So that's why the Rashbam learns that the case is that the Ma'ar was not, that the Pliny was not there for Yom Echad. He was not Darba Chagayim. If he would have been Darba Chagayim, then we would have a winning Taina. So since it's clear in the Gemara that he has a losing Taina, must be that it wasn't Darba Chagayim. So Tais says, no, that's not the Pshat. The Olamit guy was Darba Chagayim, but the Pliny was Darba Chagayim. So if he was Darba Chagayim, the Chagayim is a winning Taina, Tanina. Taisus know that that's the Ma'ariz Taina is. The Ma'ariz Taina is that Plani Gazlona, he's not Stam saying Plani Gazlona. He has Edim that Plani was the Gazlon. What does he mean he has Edim that Plani was the Gazlon? He has Edim that Plani is a professional Gazlon. That Plani is a guy, he goes around stealing. And that's Gemara later on in Daf, Memzayin, that Gazlona don't have Chazoka. A Gazlon. Where they talks about different siurim, how is a gazlan? But anyway, a guy is muchsuk to be a guy who's an established gazlan. A guy to an established gazlan. Where has various cases how he becomes an established gazlan, but a guy who we know is a gazlan does not have a chazok. So the case over here is that the Ma'ara brings a raya that Plani is an established Gazlan. He has Edom that Plani is a Gazlan. He's the town Gazlan. So Mela is no. So Mela Plani wouldn't have. So that destroys the whole thing. Why does it destroy the whole thing? Because let's just make it explicit. What does it matter that Plani is a Gazlan? But the Machzik's not a Gazlan. The Machzik has a Chazoka. A Gazlan has no Chazoka. That's Gemara Daf Mem Zayin. A Gazlan ain't like Chazoka. But here, the guy who's Machzik is not the Plani. The guy who's Machzik is the Machzik. Let's give them names. You have Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. Reuben is the Marakama. Shimon is the Meicher, the Plani. And Levi is the guy who's the Machzik, the guy who's in the field. So Levi says, I bought the field from Shimon. And according to Taisus, Shimon, we have Edim, but Shimon was Darba Chagayim. So we should say Tanino. Levi has a Chazoka, and we should say Edim was Darba Chagayim, we should say Tanino. However, Reuben brings Edim, that Shimon is the Shtot Ganav. He's the town Ganav. So Shimon, therefore, is disqualified from having Chazokas. So what does it matter that Shimon is disqualified from having Chazokas? But it's not Shimon over here who's the Machzik, it's Levi who's the Machzik. And Levi's an honest man. Levi is an honorable man. So why does the fact that Shimon is a ganav destroy the taina of Levi? So say two things. First of all, what does Darba Chagayim give me? What's the mile of Darba Chagayim? So many Rishonim said, so the Ramban Rabbeinu Yonah, that the mile of Darba Chagayim is a teraglayim l'dava. The fact that Shimon is there for Chagayim, talked about the beginning of the parak, maybe it's a chocha ksas. The fact that Shimon is there for Chagayim is a chocha ksas. It's teraglayim l'dava. That Shimon Taka bought the field, and we need the Raglayim Dover in order to say Tanino. So it's only Raglayim Dover, Shimon's not a Ganav. If Shimon's a Ganav, then his being there for a day is not a Raglayim Dover. The same way he's being there for 3 years, not a Raya Gemura, his being there for a day is not a Raya Ksas. That's number one. Number two, maybe you don't even need that. You could say that the whole reason why, the whole vart of Darba Chagayim is that then we say Tanino. What does Tanino say? Tanina says anything that Shimon could have tainted, Levi will tainter for Levi. Had Shimon been there for 3 years, Shimon could have tainted, I bought it from you. So since Shimon could have made that tainter, we'll tainter that for Levi too. But if Shimon's a ganav, then he couldn't attain it. Because even if he was there for 3 years, Shimon wouldn't be able to attain it. So if Shimon wasn't able to attain it, then there's no platform on which to say Tanino. That's what Tosfos learns Pshat and Gemara. But there's no machlokes here between the Rashbam and Tosfos and Din. They both agree. Tosfos agrees the Rashbam's halacha, the Rashbam's case. They both agree. Tosfos agrees that Tosfos certainly agrees to the Rashbam that if Shimon was not there for Chag Yom, Levi loses. And probably the Rashbam agrees to Tosfos that even if Shimon was there Chag Yom, but he was the town ganav, Levi would also lose. So Mestama, Tosfos and the Rashbam both agree that they're not arguing the halacha. They're arguing Pshat in the Gemara. What's the case in the Gemara? Why did Levi lose? The Rashbam learns Levi lost because it was a chazok sheni. Levi lost because it wasn't Darba Chadayimah. So it was a chazok sheni b'taymah. And Tosfos learns that Levi lost for a different, not because Shimon wasn't there Chadayimah. Shimon was there Chadayimah. But since Shimon was a ganav, that's why Levi lost. So what's Tosfos right? The Rashbam's Pshat's not right. Zok Tosfos, Be'enir Leri, the Havali left from the Losh in the Gemara. Because if the case in the Gemara was that Shimon wasn't even there for Chag Yoma, so Levi's just saying he planned his avinta, and there's no evidence at all that Shimon was anything. So Havali la suki kri masik le'el la kamoides li da'ara di dihu ve'at minoy lo'iz avinto. The Losh in the Gemara should have been different. The Losh in the Gemara should have been like in the previous Gemara, where the Ma'ara said, lav kamoides li da'ara di dihu ve'at minoy lo'iz avinto ve'chule. So what's Taisus Adiyuk? What is it that it said in the previous sugya, some lashon that the Gemara used before that the Gemara is not using now? That lefi the Rashbam, the lashonis are not parallel the way we would expect them to be. So just read the words of Taisus. It sounds like the words that the Gemara should have said over here that the Gemara said before, that the Gemara before put into the mouth of the Ma'ar and the Gemara is not saying them, is lav kamoides li da'ar dediu ba'atmin olis avinto. That's very shver. My short point is that's very shver. What it says is what? The Gemara before says those words because in the case of the Gemara before the previous sugya, the Murakama had no edim at all. The Murakama had no edim. He's the Murakama. The only way we knew that the Murakama is the Murakama was through the haidoya of the machzik. That's why Tosfos Taka says there's a migoy, and the Rashbam says no, migoy doesn't help because it's a teich gimel. Migoy doesn't help teich gimel. Over here, the Murakama has edim. And the machzik has a chazakah. It's just a chazakah sheni matayna. So what does Tosfos want b'cham? So therefore, the Mashal says that the main word over here in this last few lines of Tosfos is v'chule. The diak is not from the lav kamoides li da'arad. It's not from the lashon of lav kamoides li da'arad idihu v'at minoy li zavinti. That's not shayach over here. You're moided to me that I'm the merakam. I don't need your tovus. Reuben doesn't need Levi's tovus. Reuben over here is an established merakam. Levi is coming with the chazaka. Just the chazaka sheni matayin. The diak is from the lashon of zil lav bal dvarim di diak. The Gemara said before the punchline of the Ma'ariv before was lav bal dvarim di diak. You're not my bal dvarim because why you're not my bal dvarim? Because you didn't buy the sada for me and it's chazaka sheni matayin. You didn't buy the sada for me. You say you bought it from Pliny. Pliny's nothing. He's not dar b'chadyayma. So you're not even my bal dvarim. We never had anything to do with each other. There's no tainus over here. You have no tainus. La bal dvarim, you have no tainus. Lefi the Rashbam, this is exactly the same case. Levi says he bought it from Shimon. Shimon wasn't dar b'chadyayma, so Shimon has no tainus. So the lashon of the Gemara in a case where Levi has no tainus is la bal dvarim didiya. You're not coming with any tainus that's addressed to me. The Gemara doesn't say that lashon. The fact that the Gemara doesn't say that lashon, the Gemara always uses standardized lashonis. Right, it's not the haphazard. The Gemara uses standardized lashonis. If the cases were the same, then the lashon of the Ma'ariv would be the same. From the fact that here the Gemara doesn't say that, it's smash, but here it is. There is a taina because the emes Shimon was darba chad yoyim. Shimon was darba chad yoyim. There is a mokum to say taninu. So Reuven can't say to Levi, "You're not my bal dvarim." Levi very much is a bal dvarim because Levi bought it from Shimon, and Shimon was darba chad yoyim, and we say taninu. So Levi's coming with a taina. Just the Ma'ariv says no, but I have edim that Shimon was a gazlin, and since Shimon is a gazlin, his chazoka doesn't work. It's not that Shimon can't taina. Shimon can taina, and Shimon can taina, and Levi can taina. But Shimon, but Levi loses because he's not better than whatever the Hesber is. Maybe I said a minute ago, to Hesber, it lacks in Raglayim Ladover, or it lacks in it lacks in the reglayim adover. Or Levi, even if Levi has the taina that Shimon would have had, but Shimon couldn't have used that taina because he doesn't have a right to chazaka, so Levi can't be more than Shimon. Whichever way we go, but a kohanim lechatchila Levi had a taina, so that's why the Gemara doesn't use the lashon of la bal dvarim didiyat. That kind of saga of Tosis. Now you, if you recall, we have before Pesach. It's already seems like a long time ago. But we had a machlekes in Tosis. The Rabbi Chananel in Tosis, Rabbi Chananel b'shem the Goyim. Rabbi Chananel said b'shem the Goyim that lab bal dvorim didiyat has a specialized meaning that he mamish doesn't even have to go to Beis Din. That he has no that Levi can't even take the marakama to Beis Din because lab bal dvorim didiyat. And Tosis is chaylik that. Tosis thinks that that's not true. Lady, he could go to Beis Din. He doesn't have that. That specialized meaning Tosis doesn't read into it. But it's not a steer in Tosis. Even though Tosis holds that La Bal Dvarim Didiyat doesn't have that specialized meaning, if Tosis held like the Goyim and the Kash would be even stronger, La Bal Dvarim Didiyat would say this would be a Chiddush Din, that he doesn't even have standing in Beis Din. And if that was true over here, then the Gemara would certainly be expected to say it. Tosis says it's not true. La Bal Dvarim Didiyat doesn't mean that you don't have standing in Beis Din. It's just a Lashon. It means you lose. La Bal Dvarim Didiyat is just a way to lose. But nonetheless, Tosis holds that even though there's no nafkamin in din, la bal dvarim didiyat is the same halacha as any other losing time. So it's not a chiddush, it's not a chiluk in din. But Tosis, nonetheless, it's a chiluk in style, and the Gemara's style ought to be uniform. What about the Rashbam? What about the Rashbam? So what is the Rashbam going to do with Tosis' time? So here we can say a very geshmak of what? Again, it's connected to the last sugya. We saw that in the Sefer Anir, he brings the lashon of Rabbeinu Chananel, the original lashon of Rabbeinu Chananel, b'shem the Goyim. And there was mavur that this whole chiddush of the Goyim, that Levi is not even a bal din, he doesn't even have a right to go to Beis Din. The Goyim only said it in a case where Levi wasn't there for 3 years. Levi wasn't even there for 3 years. So he's not muchzik in the soda at all. He has no maisa chazok in the soda at all. And he doesn't have a tainus bari at all. And he doesn't have a taina. He doesn't have a tainus bari. It's mipanya zavinto. So then he's not a baldorim and he doesn't even come to Beis Din. If Levi would have been there for 3 years, even if Shimon would not be dar b'chadyoim, and Levi would lose, because there's no taninon. It's not dar b'chadyoim. It's a chazok sheni mataina. But a baldini would be. He would be able to come to Beis Din. He would come to Beis Din and meet with a disappointment. But he would be able to go into the door, he would be able to get into Beis Din. He would think in the Gani said the Pefer. And we were dyke that way in the Stipe. It was Mediah. Stipe didn't have the Sefer Anir, didn't see the Sefer Anir. Doesn't bring the Sefer Anir. He said him, Yidas Atzmai. And he was Mediah in the Rashbam. Because remember, the Rashbam, there was a steer in the Rashbam. Right earlier in the Rashbam. So don't have to turn the page. We had a steer in the Rashbam. The Rashbam in the Gemara before, the Gemara said, the Rashbam said, Zil, Mikarka Shuli, La Balvorm Didiat, Vani Muxik Boyoiser, Sha'ato Loy Hexakta Shuli Shonim. The Rashbam said, the early Gemara, it's the same kind of case. That Shimon was there for 3 years, or in the previous case, Shimon was not there for 3 years. Not Shimon, Levi. Levi, in the previous Gemara, Levi was not there for 3 years. Plus, he had no taina. Remember, it was a double whammy. He was not there for 3 years, and he also had no taina. So the Rashbam said, so he loses. So the Rashbam said, La bal dvarim didiyat, sha'at lo yechzak to shalosh shanim, because you weren't there for 3 years. And then the next line of the next Dibra Maskin, Omer Rabba Dina Kamalei Ma'ara, Pafilim Hechzik b'shalosh shanim, even if he was there for 3 years, Kamashi Pirashti, because the Chazok Hashani Matayim. So it was a steerim in Ebe in the Rashbam. First is La bal dvarim didiyat, because you weren't there for 3 years. And then he says, Omer Rabba Dina Kamalei, he tackle loses, because even if he was there for 3 years, but he doesn't have a taina. So the cyclist said, Pshat in the Rashbam, he was mechavin the basatzmi to the goyim, that avadi he loses. Even if he was there for 3 years, he loses because it's a chazok sheni matayna. But at least he would be a baldin. But if he wasn't even there, for 3 years, then he's not even a baldin. So the lashon of la baldvarim didiyat, that's because you weren't even there for 3 years. And he muchzuk b'yosim mecha. You're not even a muchzuk in the sod. I'm the muchzuk in the sod. You're not the muchzuk in the sod. Now it's who's the muchzuk in the sod? The Marakam says, I'm the muksuk in the soda. You weren't even there for 3 years. You're not even a muksuk. And so Meli Lab Baldwaram did it. It's like you would come, it's like somebody would come knocking on my door and say that my couch belongs to him. I would say to him, Lab Baldwaram did it. I'm the muksuk in the couch, not you. And you don't, who are you? And if the guy would come with a tiny bar, maybe he would be a baldin. But he doesn't even come with a tiny bar. The guy comes knocking on the door and he says, you know this couch in your living room? I bought it from Pliny, who bought it from you. So I would say to him, who are you? You're not holding on to the couch. I'm holding on to the couch. And you don't even have a tina. So why should I even have to talk to you? You're going to take me to Basin? I don't even have to go to Basin. That's the Labal Dvaram Didiya. So that's what the Rosh Hashanah is saying. Labal Dvaram Didiya. Ani Muksuk Yosim Imcha. You're not even there for 3 years. So I'm the Muksuk in the field. And you don't have a tina either. So Labal Dvaram Didiya. Amrava Dina Kamalei. Levi Taka loses. Levi would lose even if he was there for 3 years. Because at the end of the day, it's a Chazok Sheni Matina. But if he was there for 3 years, at least he would be the Muksuk that he could come to Basin. But since he's not even a muksuk, so he's not even a baldin. That was smadik over there in the Rashbam. So Mele, it's very geshmak in the Rashbam over here. Here, the guy was there for 3 years. I'm just gavaldik. The shinu lashon now is very good. Here, the guy was there for 3 years. He was there for 3 years, then he is a baldin. He loses because it's chazok sheni v'taima, because Shimon wasn't there for chayyim. But you can't say la baldvarim didia. So Mele, it's very geshmak. That's why the Gemara is mishana lashon. The earlier Gemara, the previous Gemara, the guy wasn't even there for 3 years. So then the Rashbam holds like the Goyim. You're not even a Baldin. Over here, the guy was there for 3 years. A Baldin he is. He's Nebuch a Baldin. He's a Baldin a Nebuch. He's a Baldin who loses. But Nebuch Baldin is still a Baldin. The paraphrase of Chaim. You know the famous of Chaim. Nebuch Rappikaris is still a Rappikaris. Chaim said, "There's no tinnik shenishma in apikaris. Nebuch apikaris is still an apikaris. In halacha, he wasn't saying din shemayim, but in yeah. Okay, let's go on to the next gemara. Udomel Chaver, when the second wise man. Udomel Chaver, my boys by our Amelie Planya Zevinto Vechaltish Nechazoka Amelie Planya Gazlano. Exact same nigun as the Gemara before. Mistom the same achlekas rather Ashbam and Taisus. What's the case? What's the Mipanya Gazlano? According to Ashbam, Planya Gazlano means that Planya Gazlano means that the Ma'ara says, I didn't sell it to him. And he wasn't there Chadyoma, so there's no Tanino. According to Taisus, Planya Gazlano means he was there Chadyoma, but I ate him that he's a goner. Same losing time. Amalei, so Levi says, Vaisli Sadi the Osis Bursova Amitli Zavno Nahali. I have Aiden that you tried last night, you tried to buy this field for me. If it's your field, what happened last night? You tried to buy it for me. Amalei, I mean Isvindinoi. So the Ma'ara says, I thought I'll buy something that even though it's coming to me, I'll be din. Amirova, overdinish to overdizomadina. A person might do that. So Mela, that's still not a raya that against him. It was the Ma'ar, the Maisi, the Ma'ar is a Murakami. He's a bona fide Murakami, his enemy is the Murakami. We have a Machzik. The Machzik was there for 3 years, but it's a Chazok Hasheni Matayna. Because he bought it from Pliny. He himself says he bought it from Pliny. And Pliny, according to Rashbam, wasn't there for Chad Yoyma, according to Tosis, Pliny was a Ganav, Kafikach, Lamaisa, it doesn't work. It's a Chazok Sheni Matayna. So what did Levi say? Yeah, but you yourself tried to buy the field for me. So the Gemara says, that's not a raya. Could be that the fact that Reuben tried to buy the field from Levi, just Reuben was trying to avoid a fight. Reuben wanted to get the field back. Reuben figured it's worth, we'll see in the Rashbam in a second, but Reuben felt, the Marakama might have felt, that even though Pliny was Taka Ganav, Tanya was Taka Ganav, and the field Taka doesn't belong to Levi, but Reuben felt it's worth the money for him not to have to go to Basin, not to get involved with the fight. He'll spend the money and he'll get the karka back in a peaceable way. A person might do that, and therefore he doesn't lose his ability to time. Let's see the rest, Ram. If it's really yours, Levi says to Reuben, you should have been mitzi me for bedin. That would have been free. Okay, so you didn't have court expenses in those days. You could have gone to Beis Din and you would have gotten the field back for free if it's really yours. So why are you spending the money? So the Gemara says, that a person is Amina lemisvah dina. Amati believe it faithfully liknes bedamim muatim karka roili v'leile treich v'leile bedin. There's Rambam learns he wanted to save the tircha. The mitzvah dina means he wanted to save the tircha. Avedinish d'zavet dina. Adam tam she'ene roitze li skaitin tafilu al shloi asu lohitzim ma'ase blita le shloi v'le dinu mechleikas. Full of stira. First, Rambam says he didn't want the tircha. That's the time. I didn't want the tircha. And then the Rashbam says he didn't want the machlekas. That's a different time. Then he brings to a pishum in a chanal mefurish. Amina lemizvin dinoy liknes hamerivais. Claim rafi shishli any might see him yodde below merivais vedinim. Ekna isim hadinim hamerivais veelu hamois. Afa pish ikka oret shili. In a chanal is mefurish. Zoman dinoy means I thought I'll buy up the dinim. I'll buy up the machlekas. That's what it is. I was investing the money to buy the machlekes. They shouldn't have machlekes. Yeah, well, the Rashbam himself chorets his tear because he knows the pshat. Amina lemizmin din amati believe it tavli liknis bedomim muatim karka haroili v'loy litroyach v'lovi bedin. Ovid inish the zovin dine. Same lashon. Lemizmin din ovid inish the zovin dine. V'loy dinu machlekes. In the Hagoyis Vitzirum over here, in the Izbahadim Baris, they have a Hisofa to the first Rashi, to Fus Yoshon. Began Pe'omim Shahaz Zakai Mischai Ebedin. Not always is justice done. Sometimes the party who's in the right loses it entirely. So I didn't want to risk it in the court system. That's also goes to Avedina. I don't know if it's a different shot in Avedina or it's. I don't know if the Rashbam means that there's two alternative pshatim, or he means it all goes into the machshava. It all goes into the same lashon of amino lemizvin dino. And the next the dibur mat of it inish dissolve and din. I don't know how to have that stems. Yeah, I don't know what to do with all this. The steer in the Rashba. Let's go right. The next sugya ready is a little bit bigger sugya. Who domalei lechaber? My boys by Ara. Amalei miplan yezavinto ve'achalti yishnei chazoko. Here's a really different kind of setup. Here the setup is, the guy who's coming is not the markham. Plan is the markham. So let's give them names. Let's say Planya is Reuben, and the Masik is Shimon, and the Ma'ar is, his name is Yehuda. I'm using those names because the Rashba uses those names. So Shem tomorrow will talk about the Rashba a little bit. So let's keep it like that. So again, Shimon is in the field. He's Masik in the field. He was there Shnei Chazaka. He has Edom and Shnei Chazaka, presumably. And he says he bought the field from Reuven, the Marakama. Amalei, so says Yehuda, v'nakit nishtara d'zabni liminei ha'arbashni. I have a shtar that 4 years ago I bought the sada from Reuven. So what good does it do that you're in the field for 3 years and you say you bought it from, and you say that you bought the field from Reuven, but your chazok is only 3 years old? I have a 4-year-old shtar that says that I bought it from Reuven. So maybe Reuven, it could be that Reuven did sell it. Maybe Reuven sold it to you, but it doesn't do any good because he sold it to me first. Malay, so Shimon said, when I said that I was there for 3 years, when I said that I have Shnei Chazoka, Chalti Shnei Chazoka, I didn't mean 3 years. Shnei Chazoka Tuba Kamino. I meant I was there for a lot of years. I'm here for a lot of years. And I'm here before you. Omarova, Ovidinish, Nikolish, Netuva, Shnei Chazoka. Kutaka happened. A person might say Shnei Chazoka doesn't necessarily mean 3. Shnei Chazoka can mean a lot of years. So Mela could very well be that he was there for a long time. Bahani Mili Dochle Sheva. But that's only if he was Oichel 7 years. The Kodim Chazoka Lahayid L'Shtor Da'ach. So in such a way that Shimon's Chazoka is 3 years older than Yehuda's Shtar. Aval Shis, but if Shimon only has a Chazoka for 6 years, and Yehuda has a Shtar that's 4 years old, so then Ein Lecha Machog Be'olam Yizu, it comes out that 2 years into the Chazoka, Reuven's, the Shtar is for sure true, it's not a Shtar Mezuyif, nobody claims the Shtar Mezuyif. So we know for a fact that, let's give the years, we'll say this, the 7 years here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So year, in year, what would be the easiest way to do this? Yeah, that's not overcomplicated. 4 years ago, Reuben sold the field to Yehuda. If the Chazoka is 6 years old, so it comes out that 2 years into the Chazoka, Reuven sold the field, wrote a shtar, and sold the field to Yehuda. So, so in effect, Reuven made a macha. Reuven made a macha that is his field and it is his to sell to Yehuda. If Reuven made a macha 2 years into Shimon's Chazoka, then Shimon had no right to throw out a shtar. Shimon should have kept a shtar. Since Shimon didn't keep a shtar, he loses. So Mele, it has to be 7 years. 7 years of Chazoka. 7 years of Chazoka means the Chazoka was already 3 years old when Reuben sold the field to Yehuda. So at that point, so Reuben already threw out a shtar legitimately, and therefore the Machod doesn't matter. Shimon already threw out a shtar, and the Machod doesn't matter. And Shimon loses. His Chazoka is no good. Because it was a machah, and Yehuda has a shtar, so Yehuda would win. That's the shtickl gemar. So let's start the Rashbam. So if there's a number of issues here. The central issue is, or at least one of the central issues, just in the case, is what does it mean that Shimon was machzik for 7 years? Does it mean Shimon has eidim he was machzik for 7 years, or does it mean Shimon claims that he was machzik for 7 years, but lemaisi only has eidim in 3 years? That's a machlokes, the Rashbam and the Yesh Mefarshim, and around that revolves a lot of things. Let's make a haschola. I'm not sure, I imagine the Olam didn't have too much time to get into the sugya altogether. So, just make a haschola's dvar. We'll leave the book in for tomorrow. We'll learn it together. I'm assuming, let's assume Dr. Olam didn't do the sugya. Maybe that's the safe assumption. I should have a marker. Nobody has a marker in their pocket, right? In a
Earlier,
if he's known to be a Goslin, right.
Then why is
the Rishon Noach for him? Everyone knows he's a Goslin. Yeah, Mr. Tommy's
a violent Goslin. So, doesn't want to start up with him.
It's not like he doesn't have evidence that he's going to win. Right, no, I think it means that he's a tough guy. Okay, so let's make a timeline, set up the case. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. This is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, the Markama is Reuben. The Machzir is Shimon. Four years ago, so 1, 2, 3, 4. That's the end of the third year. 4 years ago, Reuben Marshal Yehuda. And this is Shtar. So now Reuben came to Shimon to the Machzik. I'm sorry, Yehuda comes to the Machzik. And he says, what's going on? Well, what are you doing in this field? Shimon says, I bought it from Reuben, and I ate it. Shnei chazok. Shnei chazok would mean 1, 2, 3. These are the shnei chazok. So Yehuda says to Shimon, that's very nice that you have Shnei Chazokah, but I have a shtar that's a year older than your Shnei Chazokah. I have a shtar that 4 years ago I bought it from Reuben. So what good are your Shnei Chazokah going to be? Rashbam explained. You see the Rashbam inside, probably, maybe first tomorrow, maybe right now we'll just set up the case. The Rashbam explains. If Shimon would say, I bought the soda from you, Yehuda, then Shimon would win. Because Shimon has Shnei Chazokah. At the end of year three, Yehuda bought the field from Reuben. Yehuda bought the field from Reuben. But a year later, Shimon claims that he bought the field from Yehuda and he has Shnei Chazokah. So of course he would win. He would win. But that's not his claim. So that's Chazok Hashemi Matayna. That's not what he's claiming. What Shimon is claiming is that he bought it from Reuben. And when did he buy it from Reuben? Well, he says Shnei Chazok. Shnei Chazok sounds like 3 years ago. I'm here for 3 years. So Yehuda says to Shimon, you're here for 3 years. You don't claim that you bought it from me. You claim that you bought it from Reuben. 4 years ago, it wasn't Reuben's to sell. Because 4 years ago, I have a shtar that proves that I bought it. That 4 years ago I bought the sada from Reuben. So maybe you're right, maybe you did buy the sada from Reuben, but by the time that you bought, it wasn't his, it was already mine. So comes along Shimon and he says, now the Rashbam explains, if Shnei Chazokah really meant 3 years, then Shimon would lose. Because Shimon, by his own confession, was only there for 3 years. And that means, so then it doesn't look good, because four years ago already Yehuda bought the field. However, says the Gemara, Shimon could turn around and say, when I said Shnei Chazokah, I didn't mean Shnei Chazokah 3 years. I meant Shnei Chazokah too, but I meant I was here for a very long time. I was really there. You understand? I was there. That was could be 6 years, or could be 7 years. Those are the two possibilities. I was there 6 years ago. He's claiming I'm here. Shnei Chazok Ketuba. Shnei Chazok could mean Shnei Chazok Ketuba. It could mean, so therefore, Shimon says, I was really here for much longer than 3 years. I was here, how far back was I here? So the Gemara says, I was here for 7 years. This line, which is at the zero point, it marks, what's the last one? Shevashin? Shevashin. So therefore, my chazaka is 3 years older than your star. My chazaka is 3 years older than your star. Or I'm there at least 3 years before your star. This span is three. So the Gemara says that he wins. However, says the Gemara, if he would say that I'm only here 6 years, so that would be 2 years before the Mechira, then he would lose. Because the Mechira would be Mechayim Lecha Mechag Dar Lemizu. Those are the facts in the Gemara. Rashbam and places they both hold that what Shimon is—it's not just that Shimon is saying that he was there for 7 years. Shimon is eidim that he was there for 7 years. Because if Shimon doesn't have eidim that he was there for 7 years, then why would he believe him? He only has eidim at 3 years. 3 years, Shnei Chazaka. He only has eidim at 3 years, and the 3 years are. He can't win with 3 years because 3 years is after Yehuda bought the field. He claims that he was there for 7 years. What is his claim? Why should we care about his claim? He has to be there for 3 years. He has to be there for 7 years. So the Rashbam and Taisus learned that he has Edom in all 7 years. He has Edom that he was machzik for 7 years. He was Ochel seven Shabbos. And therefore, he has Aiden that he was there for 3 years before Yehuda bought the field. So he was a muchzik before Yehuda got on the scene. So Yehuda's the one who bought the Brooklyn Bridge. Because Shimon already had a chazok of 3 years before, and therefore established ownership already, before Yehuda bought the field from Reuben. But if the Aiden are only on 6 years, so that means that the chazaka was only 2 years old when Yehuda bought the field from Reuben and made the shtar, then in effect Reuben made a macha after 2 years. If Reuben made a macha, then the chazaka breaks down. Now, if there are eidim in all 7 years, so why is it important to me that Ovid Inish, the Kari, the Shnei Tuvah, Shnei Chazaka? What does it matter what he's Kari, what he's not Kari? There's eidim who say that he was there for 7 years. Who cares what he meant? So Rashbam explains. Because if it wasn't for the fact that Ovid Inish, the Karli, Shnei Tuvah, Shnei Chazaka, people, if Shnei Chazaka meant 3 years, then all the Edom in the world aren't going to help him, because there's a Hidos Baldin that he was only there for 3 years. So Hidos Baldin is bigger than Edom. So therefore we need Shimon, we need to say that when Shimon said Shnei Chazaka, he didn't mean 3 years. He meant open-ended. Shnei Chazaka could be 3 years, Shnei Chazaka could be 10 years. And there's Edom for 7 years. So that's why he's able to win with the Edom of 7 years. That's how the Rashbam and Taisus, they both learn. That's how they both learn the Gemara, the case. Rashbam brings the Yesh Mefarshim that he doesn't actually have to have Edom in all 7 years. It's enough that he has Edom for 3 years, and he says that he was there for 7 years. What's the logic of the Yesh Mefarshim? Who cares what he says? Say whatever you want. Hazak has to be substantiated. So what's the pshat in the Yesh Mefarshim? So what would you say? Again, I'm assuming nobody's done this yet, but what's the pshat in the Yesh Mefarshim? What good does it do that he says that he was there for 7 years, but he can only establish 3 years, and 3 years is after the Shah Mekir. So what's the possibility?
Maybe the Yesh Mefarshim doesn't hold that you can't say
Migah Hafreya. Oh, you already said like you're already rolling a lot of things in. Yeah, so maybe the Yesh Mefarshim are working with Migah. That's one possibility. The Mashos says that's pshat in the Yesh Mefarshim. That the Yesh Mefarshim say he's believed on the 7 years with the Migud. Because after all, when Yehuda first showed up, Shimon does have Edom at 3 years. Shimon could have said to Yehuda, "Minoch zevinto, I bought it from you." So Migud that Shimon could have said, "I bought it from you," He's never now to say that he bought it 7 years ago. You're right, L'chor, it's a case of Migul Mefer. But could be the Yesh Mefarshim don't care about Migul Mefer. So that's one possibility in the Yesh Mefarshim. That's how the Mashal understands the Yesh Mefarshim. The Yesh Mefarshim hold that as long as he says he was there for 7 years, he's Nemun that he was there for 7 years with the Migul. He could have said Minoch Sevinto. If he's Nemun to say that he was there for 7 years, and if he was there for 7 years, then he already became a Muchsuk before Yehuda's shtar. Again, if he only said he was there for 6 years, so we would believe him that he was there for 6 years, that he was Machzik for 6 years, but that wouldn't matter. That would be losing time. Because that would mean that after that 2 years into his chazakah, there was a machor. And once there's a machor, the chazakah is no good. You have to come, you have to have a shtar. That's one possibility in the Yesh Mefarshim. There's another possibility in the Yesh Mefarshim. This is going to be one of the things we have to work through. What's the real shot in the Yesh Mefarshim? There's another possibility in the Yesh Mefarshim, which is maybe without, maybe not Migul. Maybe Migul Mefer Le'amin. Maybe he's not Amin with the Migul. Because it is a Migul Mefer. When he first showed up, he didn't say a word about 7 years. When Yehuda first showed up and made the error, he didn't say anything about 7 years. He said, Shnei Chazok. Now, the next day, he wants to say, Al Shnei Chazok, I meant 7 years. Migul that L'chadchil, he could have said, Minoch, it's Migul Mefer. Maybe the Yesh Mefarshim also could say, Migul, maybe they agree, Migul Mefer Le'amin. There might be a different reason why he doesn't have to bring Eidim for all 7 years. And that is, he doesn't welcome to say, who needs a Migul? It's a Chazakah with the timer. He has Shnei Chazakah. Shnei Chazakah is a, he has a Raya from the Shnei Chazakah. He's there for 3 years. Nobody had him. How come nobody was ever Meichah? Yehuda wasn't Meichah. Reuben wasn't Meichah. Nobody was Meichah. 3 years Be'etzim is a Raya. Elamai, it's a Chazakah Sheini Matayna. Why is it a Chazakah Sheini Matayna? It's a Chazakah. Sheyeshi Matayna. He has Shnei Chazakah. And he Taina is the 7 years ago he bought the field. So let him be Neman, Poshutas, maybe this is a tzad, maybe Yeshim Farshim Hol. It's nothing to do. You don't have to come out to me, guy. It's a chazok, a sheishim, a taina. Why does the taina have to be? I bought it 3 years ago. If I have Aiden that I was maxing for 3 years, so I need to have, what's missing? A taina. I have a taina that I bought the field 7 years ago. So I have a chazok. The chazok is a riot. Nobody was meicha. However the markam is, whether it's Reuben, Yehuda, nobody was meicha. So I'm here for 3 years, the shayfi. That's a raya, that's mine. Nobody was meichel. Whoever the real Balaam is, he should have said something for the past 3 years. So there's a raya, it's a raya that the field belongs to me. Elamai, I need to have a taina. So if I just say I was here for 3 years, that's a bad taina, because that means I bought the field, then I'm saying that I bought the field after you, after Yehuda. Yehuda bought the field 4 years ago. If I say I bought the field from Reuben, I'm not saying I bought it from Yehuda, I'm saying I bought it from Reuben, so it's a chazok sheni mataina. I'm saying a taina that's no good. You know, Yehuda bought the field 4 years ago from Reuben, and my taina is that I bought the field 3 years ago from Reuben. So I have a nice chazaka, but I have a taina that shoots myself in the foot. But I'm not saying that. I'm saying that I bought the field 6-7 years ago. So it's a chazaka sheyeshim a taina. Maybe that's probably a shufarshim.
And it would be the chazaka itself that's giving the taina an amonas?
Yeah. The chazaka itself is the nemonos, but it needs a taina. So the taina is the taina. I bought it 7 years ago. Of course, we will then have to ask. So why do you need 7 years ago? Why can't he say he bought it 6 years ago or 5 years ago? You know, why does he have to have three? Why does he need to have shnei chazaka before Yehuda Shtar? True, there was a machah, but if you need this chazaka, you know, you need this chazaka, these 2 years to be the chazaka, so there's a machah. But if the shnei chazaka over here, so who cares if there was a machah over here? But he has, but this is the chazaka. The chazaka is after the machah, and the taina is that he bought it 6 years ago.
But generally, the taina brings some sense of plausibility that the chazaka was true, and therefore it gives the chazaka ne'amonis. But now we're saying that it works the other way around, that the chazaka is also giving the taina ne'amonis.
The chazaka is the ne'amonis. The koyach ne'amonis is from the proof is in the chazaka. But I need to say something that I'm proving. Okay, whatever is, I have to prove what I'm saying. So if I don't say anything, then I can have all the proof in the world. But the proof has to prove that what I'm saying is right. But I have to say something. So okay, I'm saying I bought the field 5 years ago, and I have proof because I'm here for 2 years and nobody said anything to me.
The proof that we have doesn't directly correlate to the.
Well, I have a proof that so does mine, because whoever the Murakami is, I'm not saying who the Murakami is. I have no idea. You know, that's between Reuben. So Shimon can say, look, Reuben, Yehuda, that's between you and Reuben. I don't know who the Murakami is, but I know that I'm here for the last 3 years and nobody said anything to me. So I have a proof that it's mine. Of course, I need a taina. My taina is, well, I can't say I bought it 3 years ago. because then what I'm saying is, then what I'm saying is worthless, because we know that you bought it 4 years ago. So if I say that I bought it 3 years ago, I'm going to lose. But I don't say that. I say I bought it 5 years ago. So what I'm saying is so if I'm right, then it's mine, because 5 years is better than 4 years. 5 years ago predates 4 years ago. So I'm saying I was there 5 years ago, and I have a proof from the Shnei Chazaka in the last 3 years. So why would it need, why would I, so why do I need these Shnei Chazaka? That we'd have to think of that. Yeah, we'll have to think about that. If this is the Pshat and the Yesh, maybe this is not, maybe the Yesh Mepharshim have to go with me, but if we want to say this Pshat and the Yesh Mepharshim, then we would have to figure out why do you need this 3 years over here? This is the Chazaka. The Shnei Chazaka is these last 3 years. Why do I need 3 years before Reuben sold the field to Yehuda? 3 years before the Shtar. Maybe because of Achishtarach. If he says that he bought the field 6 years ago or 5 years ago, so even if he has a proof from the Chazaka, but at the end of the day, 2 years in, there was a macha telling him to keep his shtar. If there was a macha telling him to keep his shtar, so he should hold on to his shtar, chazok or not. Achvishtu, maybe achvishtarach beats chazok. So you need to say that you were there for 7 years, not for the chazok. The chazok is the last 3 years. But you need to say that you were there 7 years ago so that you can excuse the fact that you threw away your shtar after 3 years before the macha. But the etzim shtei chazok is still the last 3 years. So that could be a pshat from the Yesh Mepharshim. So we have two viable mahalchim in the Yesh Mepharshim. We'll have to see. I don't think we're gonna have the definitive conclusion. We'll need to see how the Rashbam does the Yesh Mepharshim. One mahal again. The Rashbam Tosfos hold that it's taka no good. You need to have eidim in all 7 years, and we'll have to discuss that. Why? What's wrong with these two mahalchim? Why not migoy? Okay, we'll say migoy mefreya. Maybe other answers. Places on top of the next one, the Taka talks about. Face me going to Freya. But we still have to address what's wrong with the second half of the Yesh Mepharshim. No, there's two questions. First of all, what does the Yesh Mepharshim mean? What's the Pshat in the Yesh Mepharshim? Why don't you need Adam in all 7 years? So, possibility number one, Migoy. Possibility number two, that it's a chazaka sheishim atayin. It's poshut the chazaka sheishim atayin. Here's the chazaka, here's the taina, and that's good enough. You don't even have to come out to Migah. So we have to know what's the right shot in the Yesh Mepharshim, and then we have to know why did the Rashbam and Taish not learn about the Yesh Mepharshim? So we have to know, well, why didn't they learn like either of these possible versions of the Yesh Mepharshim? Why didn't they learn like the Migah kind of Yesh Mepharshim? All right, maybe Migah Mefer. And number two, why didn't they learn like this? What about this other taina, this other possible idea, that it's a chazok sheishim taina? What's wrong with that? And that the Rashbam himself has the siyachsus. So we'll see. All this we'll have to see tomorrow. Okay. So obviously you know what you need to do. You need to see the Gemara that's Rashbam places. And if you have a chance, take a look at the Rashba. Thank you.